Take a hot plate pie, yeah.
Right. And what do you put in the top of a bottle?
To prevent something from spilling. A cork.
Alright, and what's a cork made out of?
It's made out of cork.
Alright. And now what if you put a glass something in that, what would that be?
Stopper.
And are there any other kinds that you might put in there to keep something from spilling out?
Well, just a metal cap.
Alright. Well, on the top of a jar that you might buy at the grocery or something.
That's called a cap.
And there's a little musical instrument you play in your mouth. Like
harp.
And what's the thing that you twang like this? Metal, and you hold it with your teeth and you pick it.
Harp.
Is that called a harp too? Do you know another name for it?
No, I don't.
And is there a difference in that kind of harp and the harp you play back and forth?
Yes, uh-huh. One of them's called a mouth harp. The one that goes back and forth.
Right. What do you hit nails with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Between the tongue? On each side of the tongue?
Right, but... You have to back, if you have just one horse, you have to back him in between what? The thing come out like this.
You know, I've forgotten what that was called. It's one horse wagon.
Yeah.
And there's two wooden things that come out this way. I've just forgotten what they were called. If I could hear it one time, I would know.
Well, would you call it something like a shaft?
Yes, I've heard it called that, but not frequently.
Filled? Mm-hmm. Which could sound like drafts?
Mm-hmm. I've read that in magazines, but...
How are they filled?
Fills.
Are they fills? What about the fills? Shades?
Yeah. Now, an older person might remember that, but I don't.
You don't, so you wouldn't know what it meant. Oh. All right. And when you speak, the steel around the outside of a wagon wheel, when you speak of that, what do you call that?
The wagon rim.
And the parts of the wheel, what are they starting in the middle? What's the middle part?
The axle.
And then what comes after that?
Spokes.
And what do the spokes fit into?
They go into the rim.
Have you ever heard of something else from there that they go into?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of the feather?
Mm-hmm. Never.
And
how you spell that?
It's F-E-L-L-Y here, but I don't know. It's just a... That's just a spelling in here. I don't know what it is.
I've never heard of that.
Well,
They probably did, you know, in times past, 50 years ago.
Well, on a buggy, what's the thing that traces come back to in order to hook on? It's called the what?
I don't know.
Well, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call it? The bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard of something like a single tree?
Yes, yes.
Oh, what's that word?
Yes, single tree or swingle tree.
Is that the word you use? What's that
word? Yeah, single or swingle tree.
Have you ever heard of anything else?
We always had to. My brothers had to get that. I don't know if Daddy said single or swingle tree. Swingle tree and hitch up the mules. Yes.
Well,
I was just a little girl, you know.
But you do remember it.
Yeah.
Now, and on the wagon, when you have two horses and each has a swingle tree, so what do you call the thing that both are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
This thing between this mule and that mule, that thing that hooks them together, it was a little metal leather strap.
Well, it's sort of like a swingle tree, but it's not. It's for both of them together.
The tongue?
No, it's the thing that both.
I don't know now.
Well, have you ever heard of something like a double tree or a double swingle tree?
Yes, a double swingle tree, yes.
Now, what's that?
Well, that's where you use two mules.
But so it's just like a swingle tree?
Uh-huh. I remember that. Daddy would, if they were playing two mules, he'd say, get that double swingle tree. I believe he used the word single tree, you know, but I don't know. Oh, he was more or less a self-educated man, you know. He didn't get too much school then.
So you don't know what you...
No, I don't.
But what did you call it?
Oh, I don't know that I've ever used the word.
But you heard it?
Yes, all the time. Everybody did, you know, when we plowed with mules. But I don't reckon I ever used the word.
All right. Well, what would you say to somebody who's...